I feel like the second sentence of your NPR bio sums up a good part of your experiences. And I quote, she is infamous in the IT department of NPR for losing laptops to bullets, hurricanes, and bomb blasts. So is that a pretty accurate statement of your life as a former foreign correspondent?
I wish it wasn't, but it is. When I first joined NPR, I lost about 3 or 4 computers. I was attacked while I was driving in Iraq, and the bullet hit the Toughbook computer, and it actually stopped it. And then I lost one in a hurricane, and yeah, a bomb blast. It isn't funny, but I survived to tell the tale, so I guess all's well that ends well.
And all this is because you've been in many areas around the world, like Israel, Mexico, Iraq, and Libya. And you've also been in Brazil most recently, and you covered political protests, the Olympics, and the Zika virus. And I should say Brazil is also seen as the epicenter of the Zika virus. And here in Florida, we've got quite a few cases ourselves with more than like 1,300 cases. But just in case for our listeners, Zika is a mosquito-borne virus that can cause severe birth defects like microcephaly. But you did multiple reports about these pregnant mothers and these babies. How was it covering all that?
It was really hard, actually. It was one of the most difficult stories that I've had to cover for 2 reasons. First of all, when the virus first appeared in Brazil, or was first acknowledged in Brazil as being a health crisis, there was very little information about what was going on. And so we were trying to, in real time, along with the scientists and the doctors, try and figure out what was going on. And when you cover a health crisis or a health emergency, you have to be so careful about the kind of reporting that you do, because there's a lot of misinformation that gets sent out into the airwaves, and it has practical implications for the way that people do things and deal with the crisis at hand. So always checking the science, always checking the facts to make sure that the information that we were putting out was accurate. The second part of it that was so distressing is that I'm a mother. I, at that point, was a woman of childbearing age. And so to see these mothers suffering, it was just very emotional to kind of do that kind of reporting. And also, you know, me and my husband made a decision at that point, especially at the early stages. We were thinking of having another child. We put it off because we just didn't know what the, you know, what was going to happen.
Well, given all that, is that what made you switch from correspondent to host of Weekend Edition?
No, it wasn't the Zika virus. I didn't come to the United States because of the Zika virus. We're at a very interesting time in our history where people are having conversations that they may never have had before. You know, I say to people often when they ask me, why did you come back? I'm sort of rediscovering America one conversation at a time at Weekend Edition. Not only politics, of course, which is so dramatic, but just the personal stuff, the fun stuff, the cultural conversations. It's all just, you know, great.
So you've been in the role for a little over a month now. What is your favorite part about hosting?
As a reporter, it's kind of different. You're basically going out into the field and you're trying to uncover information. You're trying to excavate, if you will, a story. You're trying to understand what is going on. And what you're doing really as a host is you're actually just getting to know someone and getting them to reveal themselves. And I really enjoy it.
And there's a lot of people who take part in the Sunday puzzle. How is it working with NPR's puzzle master, Will Schwartz?
Everyone always asks about the puzzle. My brain doesn't work that way, so I was very anxious. And it's the best part of my week now. Surprisingly to me, it's so much fun to go in and talk to Will. It's great to play with the guests. I usually don't have to do much heavy lifting because, you know, the guests are so great.
So we're about ready to wrap up. I'm sure you've gotten this question before, and I've gotten this question from our NPR listeners and even some other reporters. So you go by Lulu now.
Ah.
But you went Lourdes by another name before, Lourdes Garcia Navarro. So why the name change?
Right. I definitely get this a lot on Twitter. So when I was making the switch to the host chair, there had always been this thing where I sign off as Lourdes Garcia Navarro, but some of the hosts, because they know me, because, you know, I'm friends of theirs, they would call me Lulu on air, and then people would write in like, who is this Lulu Garcia Navarro? Is that Lourdes' sister? And I think they just felt that it was confusing, so they asked me, what would I prefer to be called by? And I just thought it would be better to meld my public and private lives, because everyone calls me Lulu, and very few people call me Lourdes. So there you go.